broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yep, all about the money. And of course, money may make the world go round, but money also gives you options, is certainly one thing that I do believe. One particular option that we are seeing is news of consolidation that's been taking place in the South African investment landscape. Earlier today, we saw an announcement that Sanlam and 91 have entered into a binding framework agreement, essentially to establish a long-term relationship where Sanlam Investment Management will appoint 91 as the primary active investment manager for single-managed local and global products. It sounds quite complicated, but truth is, it's really leveraging on partnerships and looking to bring a level of alignment in terms of opportunities within the investment management space. We're going to speak to both CEOs of the organizations to give us some perspective, but we start off tonight with Carl Rutham, who is the CEO of Sanlam Investment Group. Carl, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you. That's Carl Rutham joining us tonight. Carl, let's unpack this deal. I guess for many of us, taken aback and slightly surprised, help contextualize Sanlam Investment Group appointing 91 as a primary active investment manager here.
I think it's we're very excited about the appointment and the partnership that we reached with 91. 91 is in our view, the strongest asset manager in South Africa, and with a very, very strong global capability. They're basically a global asset manager born out of South Africa. So they've got a very strong South African heritage, and they've proven to be an absolute market leader. So when we look at our own capability, as an asset manager, we have a very strong base in South Africa, but we know with the changes in the industry, the changes of regulation 28, where more money goes offshore, South African market, the savings pool more shrinking, and clients, less opportunities in South Africa with fewer companies listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It was very important for us at Sanlam to build and find a partner that can really help us with excellent international capabilities as well as South African product capabilities. For us, there was no better partner than 91 to partner with, mm-hmm. and that was basically the reason why we chose them. And I think it's someone that's incredibly strong in asset management in South Africa, and a market leader, partnering with someone that's incredibly strong in South Africa, and a market leader in insurance, and creating a very good product for our clients that we can take to our clients and internationalize and broaden their investment scope to provide them with the right returns.
I'm keen for us to get into those regulatory shifts as well as the impact on your clients. But just for our benefit, can you take us back as to when these initial conversations started and what, I guess, propelled you to be open to have these conversations with 91?
The conversation started quite a while back. We as a business, we have an asset management in South Africa and an asset management capability in the UK. In the UK, we talk a lot about scale, and you need scale in this industry to be successful for various reasons, cost pressures, and consolidation. So we wanted to strengthen our international capability, and we scanned the market. We looked at various opportunities, and at the end of the day, we realized that 91 is the partner that we wanted to, and so we started engaging with them and talked initially, but I think very, very quickly we realized that there's so much in common in terms of the cultures and what we're trying to achieve in this partnership. So roughly about a year ago, we started talking to each other and engaging whether this makes sense for them and makes sense for us.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about how it will make sense. As you mentioned, it's the regulatory shifts in terms of increased exposure offshore. If I'm not mistaken, that's 45% in terms of allocations that are allowed under regulation 28. Let's talk about that under the scope of the investment universe that we're in. Are we finding, given the heightened appetite for South African investors to take their capital offshore, that this is a capability you've had to enhance on?
Yeah, there's definitely a capability that we had to enhance in. So as I said, we felt that we're very strong. We're a market leader in indexation through our Satrix capability. We're a market leader in our solutions capability through our multi-manager, and we're building a very, very strong alternative asset management basis. But we felt in the active asset management, although we had a quite large scale, and we completed our transaction with APSA 2 years ago, we really lacked that international capability. So we were looking for an asset manager that not just have a South African capability and then a different international capability. We're looking for asset manager like 91, who's got a very integrated asset management business between South Africa and internationally, incredible amount of depth and skill set. And that is very important to bring those capabilities into your client portfolios. You know, Regulation 28 did put the industry under I think significant pressure, because more and more allocations actually went to international asset managers. But I think the good thing for clients is that clients should have a broader investment universe to invest in. Clients should have more diversity into their developed markets and other emerging markets, not just from South Africa. So to partner then with 91 to help us with that capability and to acquire Sanlam Investment Management into 91 and then broaden that scope for all our clients. So what will work very well here is that we can now take that capability into our distribution network in Sanlam. We have incredibly vast distribution network for our different platforms. And now we can provide our clients with one, a more diversified product set, and hopefully through the scale you achieve cost benefits as well. So, and that's consolidation is a big part of the industry. Mm-hmm. So hopefully more products at a lower cost, which will be very good for client outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what this means for your workforce. You also came through from APSA Wealth a few years ago, joining Sanlam Investment. How are you looking to, I guess, manage the duplication of talent within the two organizations?
I think it's very important that we actually, part of our discussions with 91 and is that, it's very important that, first of all, clients come first, and we need to make sure that the client, the money that we manage for clients, the mandates that they provide to us, the investment professionals that look after those mandates, that stay intact. That's absolutely, important for us and for 91 as well. So the way this transaction would work is that 91 acquired our active management, Sanlam Investment Management in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And part of this process is that the assets, the clients, and the investment professionals will form part of this transaction, which means that this will be a very seamless transition for our clients. And then those clients and portfolio managers will be accommodated within 91. Then I think over a couple of years, obviously the next phase would be to think about, you know, how do you integrate processes, investment philosophy, a certain product to that? But I think because 91 is such a big global player and with good growth prospects, we really think that we were able to accommodate all investment professionals and all client mandates and make this a very, very client-friendly, client-orientated, smooth transition in the business. Mm. In our own environment, what's left in Sanlam, as I said, we still have a very, very large indexation, the Satrix business, multi-manager, mm-hmm. alternative asset management, and Sanlam Private Wealth. So for us, we can the impact in our own business for all our support staff would be minimal, and we would make sure that they continue working the other strategy. So I think for both businesses, I think that will work very well.
Mm-hmm. I'm also intrigued, for those of us who aren't necessarily familiar with the regulatory process and the back systems, help us understand the kind of processes that still need to be followed through with.
So we entered into this arrangement in terms of a framework agreement. So the next step for us is that we need to conclude all our agreements, legal agreements, to give effect to this arrangement. That will probably take a couple of weeks to complete, and then we need to obviously enter in the process of get all the regulatory and competition commission approval. We think that will take a couple of months to approve. I think there's a few conditions that they will consider. One is size. You know, we 91 is roughly 11-12% market share. We've got 8-9% market share. So it is to large asset managers that are merging in South Africa. In the UK, I think it would not be a consideration. But we've been through this process in the past, and I think a regulator is very, would try and work with us and hopefully this will be a process that will be in place, and we can get all the approvals hopefully by the second quarter of next year.
100%. Well, we look forward to it. We certainly will be following up, and all the best with this transaction, and congratulations again, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's Carl Roetman, who is the CEO of Sanlam Investment Group, helping us unpack the Sanlam Investment Group perspective regarding its new deal with 91.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.